Hello, everybody. My name is Juan Balmori. I'm a program manager in the Office Extensibility team. And today I'm going to show you the latest on how to deploy Office add-ins within your organization. But before we go further, let's do a quick recap of Office add-ins. So Office add-ins are, you know, it's a way for developers to extend Office clients across platforms using web technologies. So for example, you can actually create HTML and JavaScript components running on Excel, Word, PowerPoint, and so on and so forth. This is a technology that we actually shipped in 2013. So add-ins are supported in 2013, 2016, and they do not have a dependency on Office 365. They can be totally standalone solutions. Now, add-ins are conformed or to the basic components, which are an XML manifest and the actual code, which is the HTML, JavaScript, or any other web technology that you choose. So the manifest is an important file because it actually describes how the add-in is going to behave once it is hosted in Office clients. And it includes a way of uniquely identifying an add-in, where the add-in logic is located, and it also, you know, includes where is the location of the solution so the add-in can actually be activated. And then there comes your HTML and JavaScript, so basically the core of your solution. And this HTML and JavaScript can actually use office.js, which is a JavaScript library that you can actually use to communicate with the Office client, for instance, in Excel for creating a table or reading a content from a Word document. Once you finish coding your add-in, you have to distribute it. And for that, you have many options. You can actually do it through the Office Store if you want to target the general public, or, which is the main subject of this webcast, if you're going to deploy internally your organization, you can actually use the SharePoint-based catalog, or you can use what I am announcing today, which is the Office Add-in Deployment Manager. So let's go into more details about what are the new things you can do here. So as I told you, we shipped these products back in 2013, and we actually received a lot of feedback from our customers and people we're trying to address with this new feature. And here are the main, main pieces of feedback that we received. In the first place, everybody wants add-ins to be easier to discover. So right now, it's people are not finding it because they're in the insertion tab, insertion dialog, and so on and so forth. And as you know, we actually are investing heavily in Office in adding commands, which is a new technology that you can actually use to surface ribbon options as part of your add-ins. So this new deployment manager actually supports, you know, manifests that have been decorated with app commands entries. And the other piece of feedback that we received is that companies, enterprises, they want to leverage their existing investments in Azure Active Directory. So they want to be able to deploy specific add-ins to specific users and groups within their organization. For example, a finance, Excel add-in, they just want to be deploying them to the sales organization in the company. So right now it's a bit complicated to achieve. The other piece of feedback that we received is that, you know, when it comes to add-in deployment today, depending on your type of add-in, you have to use different tools. So, for example, if you're deploying an Outlook add-in, you have to go to the Exchange Admin Experience to deploy it. And if you want to do Word, Excel, or PowerPoint, you actually have to go to SharePoint. So there's no central location that you can deploy in general add-ins within your organization. And finally, many customers have also expressed, you know, the need to create end-to-end solutions with Office add-ins, but they don't like they have a SharePoint dependencies. So these are the main problems that our customers are facing today. And the idea is that the new add-in deployment model is going to actually tackle each of those. So first of all, as you will see in my demo in a few seconds, we are providing a simple IT deployment experience that is actually hosted as part of Office 365 Admin Center, along with some PowerShell commands that you can actually use to automate the deployment of your add-ins. Secondly, we are actually leveraging Azure Active Directory, so you can actually target specific users and groups when you're actually deploying an add-in to satisfy the scenario that I was mentioning. You know, just to the finance organization, we want to deploy these sets of add-ins. It's also a consolidated deployment location. So if you want to deploy mail add-ins for Outlook or Excel, Word, and PowerPoint, it's going to be the one-stop location to do it. And finally, given that the add-in deployment manager actually supports adding command definitions, we are trying to solve the problem, as you will see later, with app commands. Finally, given all the above characteristics, this type of deployment model, it's only available for full or hybrid Office 365 environments. Now, regarding app commands, the idea here is that once an IT admin deploys an Office add-in using the tools that I just mentioned, the targeted users, you know, when they actually start their applications, they are going to see in the ribbon, because they have app commands, you know, the adding command, sorry, they will have the options available for them. As you can see here in these illustrations, we have a few examples of how that will look like. Just by opening my solution, it will be immediately there. So with this, we are thinking that we actually solve the discoverability problems. So now let's go through a quick demo so that you can actually see how this works all together. So I'm going to start by, you know, by showing you, you know, the new Office 365 admin pages here. And there is an entry here that you can click to open the new administration center. And as you can see here, if I expand the hamburger menu under settings, you're going to see that there is an apps entry here. Here's going to be that the single place for, you know, managing apps and add-ins as well. So you can actually filter them, and you can see, for example, what are the add-ins that are deployed within this organization. Right now, this is not work. I don't have any add-ins deployed, so that's why I cannot see anything here. But if I want to deploy a new add-in, let's say that the scenario here is that the IT admin wants to deploy an Office add-in just to the sales department. How can they do it? Well, just go ahead and click on Add Add-in here. And in this first release that we are announcing today as preview, you're going to be able to add, you know, an XML. You know, you need to supply the manifest in order to be able to deploy it. So this is basically a homegrown solution. So you basically select, in this case, a code format sample that I have here. And when you click on next, you're going to see that we are actually reading the contents of the manifest. We know, you know, the version that is, what host, what client, Office clients are targeting, in this case, Word, who is the provider, and you know what are the capabilities. And then you have to, we come to the part where we need to assign it to certain users or groups, in this case, to the sales group. So I can actually target everyone on my organization, or I can actually specify users or groups. As you can see here, the sales department, it's here. This is actually querying Azure Active Directory. So I can actually select this guy. You will see also that there are other, I can actually select individual users as well. In this case, I'm just planning to support, you know, the sales department. But once I have this, and bear with me for a second, because this is actually, once I have all this information, I can actually save it. And when I save this information, basically what we're doing is that we are deploying this add-in within the enterprise to that specific group. So now I am here, and what I'm going to do is that I'm going to refresh this dialog here. I'm going to close it, and you will see that, you know, the add-in is going to show up as a new add-in in my enterprise. As you can see, well, let me refresh it again. The add-in should be here on this list. And there you go. So we have the code format add-in deployed. And if I open it, I can see that it's targeting the sales department. I happen to be a member of the sales department. So what's going to happen here is that when I open Word, so let's open a new Word instance here, where it's going to, when I create a new document, what I'm going to see is that effectively, given that this add-in has add-in commands, it will show up, it has a command defined in the home tab, so it's going to show up here. So there, that way we are solving the discoverability problems. And for instance, this add-in, what it's doing is just formatting some code here. So I'm just copy and pasting some JavaScript code snippet. If I select it and I click on code format, you will see that it's going to provide a nice formatting for this code, and that's exactly what this add-in is doing. No? So there you go. It's very simple. It's just say the IT admin goes to Office 365 administration page, supplies the manifest, and the users are in groups that he's targeting, and boom, you got it working there in your targeting Office applications. So let me go back to my presentation. And I hope that you like the demo here. So what we are announcing today at Build is that this feature is actually available as a preview. One thing that I forgot to show you is that if you go to the insertion dialog, as you used to do with with SharePoint, you can also see that the add-in is going to be available there, so you can actually insert it from there as well. So we are announcing the preview now in build. The idea is that by the end of the second quarter, it's going to be general availability, so it's going to be production quality. And then beyond, we're planning to add additional features. We're going to invest further here to basically be able to add add-ins that are currently in the store. So you're going to be able to purchase an add-in from the store and deploy it within your organization. We are also going to onboard, you know, Outlook add-ins, so you have the single entry point for managing all the add-ins in the organization. And we're also planning to target other platforms like Mac, iOS, Universal, and Android. I hope that you will find this presentation useful. Right now, what you can do, I recommend you to use add-in commands, so that actually you take advantage of this new feature and that your add-ins are providing nice entry points for your users. So here's some references on how you can actually do it for mail apps and also for apps for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. And finally, you also go to dev.office.com to get more information about add-ins. Thank you very much for listening, and happy coding.